Culpas are basically sentient beings you create. Unlike spirits, they're actually created from your own spiritual energy, and they do whatever the hell they want, but at the same time, they are yours. They're under your control in a way. Most of the time, whenever you program them or you make them, they're good. But if you fuck with them, you ignore them, shit goes wrong. Badly.
The guy at the Firestone factory is like, wait a minute.
Wait.
I do not approve.
I'm really not cool with this.
I wish we could do that with all the offensive words. You guys remember that classic South Park segment where Stan's dad he was on Jeopardy, and it was like clue was people that annoy you.
Yeah. No. It's the best South Park moment of all time.
Oh, it's the best.
Do you remember? N blank G G E R S.
Yeah. And he was
like, I don't wanna say it.
Oh my god. I don't,
but and then he says N bomb hard on TV.
Right. And the word was naggers.
Yeah. Oh god.
I mean, it was
so perfect.
Can you imagine the gratification of having written that joke?
Finding that joke, god. Like stumbling upon that joke, going like, I got something, I don't know what to do with it.
Oh,
it's big.
I mean,
it's
that's big. One of those jokes that you save for years.
Jesus.
You know what I mean?
Like, that
you
is
save
amazing.
For years.
Very, very funny. That could be the best South Park joke of all time. I don't know.
I think it's pretty up there, man. I mean, they've had so many classics over the years, but that one's definitely one of my favorites.
I love it. Another big thing this week, Paul Flart.
I know, man.
Paul, he is a champ.
I love seeing internet celebrities come to life before our eyes.
Yeah.
Because I think that one, and that's a good example of... you know, I don't want to say it's a good example of why we do this show, but it is why we do this show.
It kind of is.
And we should probably introduce this show, actually.
Oh, yeah.
This is Did You Reddit weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm the old dog boobs.
My free day down here.
Doggy boobies.
The old dog boobs.
Boobies.
Old leather. Old leather sacks.
Old
leather sacks.
Leather sacks.
Man, that's so gross. My instinct is to say it's gross, but then I feel like a monster because I know somewhere some nice person's body is like that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, I'm not saying you're gross.
The term leather sacks makes me not like your leather sacks.
This is why, like, the PC movement's bad for comedy. Like,
yeah, you gotta just
you start,
go for leather
you start trying to try to censor yourself and thinking, and
you're like, well, someone out there with leather sacks is gonna be.
I am
really
a monster, so I actually don't mind feeling the feelings of darkness invade my soul.
You are the prince of darkness.
So I don't mind when that happens.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people, you know. Which will eventually segue into us talking about Louis.
Do you know anybody with tits that resemble old leather backpacks?
I don't know anybody.
Okay,
I've seen
because I would
I've
like to
them.
Know about them. What do you mean you've seen them? Like on
I've
the interweb?
There have been
the
some,
beach.
There have been.
The
I beach. Just down the beach,
yeah, man.
I've seen the beach. I've seen.
I've got a blog actually. I document leather backpack tits.
I feel like there was a photo or some photos that were making the rounds on the dark corners of the internet at one point.
Like Silk Road adjacent
no,
tour onion
it was just
stuff?
Like, I think there used to be a subreddit called, what was it called? It was called Space Dicks, I think. It was a really, really offensive, intense subreddit that I got banned.
Yeah.
Eventually. And I remember every once in a while there'd be an image that you would see there that was like, boy, like you were like, this is Reddit, so I know it's probably legal, but it seems illegal. But this was like, you know, like a normal age person, but it was like a nude of somebody who like was not in a position to take a nude.
Right.
And it wasn't even like...
Like a hospital bed or something.
No, it was like, it wasn't even...
It was like, you have no right, miss.
But it was just one of those things where just some people just get the fucking raw end of the stick in terms of the way they look and are. And I don't, I'm trying to, it's, I don't mean in an offensive way. It was just like one of those things where you were just like,
yeah,
God damn, I'm,
like, ooh. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry.
Just things just that proportions are all wrong. And that was like an image that was burned into my brain forever. And I remember, the leathery tits. If we're gonna try to circle back to the topic,
sounds tub girl esque or so.
God, You know, I've never seen any of that stuff.
I've never seen Tub Girl.
Never seen Tub Girl. Never seen Two Girls, One Cup.
You never seen Two Girls, One Cup?
No. I don't know why. Back when it was a thing, I was like, I mustn't.
I wonder if we are in a society now. We're in a society now where we could watch
anything.
I actually, this is very interesting because I think if you were to watch Two Girls, One Cup, given the state of society and given kind of the collective de-shocking,
yeah,
I wonder if you would watch it and just like sip your coffee and be like, no, I've seen more.
Seen
to be
all.
Honest,
yeah,
right? And because it is fucking gross, but they're just. Who hasn't seen, yeah. Like, I almost feel like it's what people used to do with, you know, bathing suits in the 40s.
Yeah.
Where it'd be like, if you're showing some of your knee, people are just like, get out of here,
Sloot.
You fucking slut. Yeah. And I think now we're at this place where, like, you see a G-string thong bikini in Miami, and most people are just like, just don't even think about it. Yeah.
No.
So
peripherally, we've seen so much worse shit now.
Two Girls, One Cup, I wonder. I mean, Lemon Party, I know, was... Lemon Party and what was the other? It was Lemon Party and then there was the...
There was Tub Girl, Lemon Party, Two Girls. Then there's One Guy, One Cup. Those are like the four.
What was the one that was like... Lemon Party was... The
old guys having an orgy.
Old guys having an orgy. What was the one where there was just a dude...
Never saw that either.
It looks like your tax accountant and his buddies having an orgy.
Are they just in like bondage gear?
No, they're in a barn,
naked.
I want to say.
Oh my God.
It looks like they're like in Indiana, like at a horse ranch.
Pretty
and
cool.
It's like,
and they're having fun?
It's pretty fun.
Oh,
yeah.
God, then, you know, I love it.
But when they kiss, you're like...
That's the weirdest part, the kissing.
Yeah,
like, because everything else you feel like you're like, it's shock value.
Yeah.
But then you see a moment of sensuality and you're just like,
whoa.
Yeah, that was
like,
really,
yeah,
he was feeling that.
We're not used to seeing like
tax
old,
accountants make out.
Yeah, like people have sex, you know?
No. I feel like.
Which is what Cialis commercial should be. It should be actually a Lemon
it
Party commercial.
It really should.
Yeah. That is a great idea for. Like if Cialis was trying to rebrand themselves,
yeah,
like doing like owning up to the Lemon Party and the Meat Spin and all that stuff is such a great idea.
My big gripe with those commercials is everyone's so goddamn hot.
I know,
and the women are stunning at 70, and the guys are total silver foxes.
Yeah.
Like, and they got six packs, and they're like 67. And
yeah.
They're like, these people don't have trouble fucking making love.
No,
like, they're love machines.
Like they're, yeah, exactly.
The people who need the help are the trolls.
Big fat roller pulley.
Are the leather tits.
I'm trying to verify that Meat Spin is still a site, and I'm pretty sure it is.
Meat Spin.
So Meat Spin was.
Hold on, we're gonna do this a little hard.
Oh
hard
yeah,
hitting.
There we go. Nice. So Meat Spin was a. Oh yeah, we were briefly talking about transsexual people. This is a if you do remember Meat Spin, Fried?
I don't.
All right, so Meat Spin this is a great
pod. What's the
URL?
Right
now. Meatspin.fr, and it was a
France. Out
it's
of France.
France, yeah, and it's cool. It was a site that was just a guy having sex with a transsexual that you don't see the face, you just see that. There's a dick that's spinning, and then it counts how many spins that you watch it.
Oh, cool!
So that you kind of like challenge your buddies.
You're like, oh, I've been to.
So I'm at 118 spins right now, and it also something pops up eventually. It says you're officially gay, which is like, you know, this was made by a fucking 14-year-old, right?
But that's what it needs to be.
I know exactly, but I mean those things are such a relic of the.
The
old good internet.
The old good internet, yeah. Back before, you know, Wells Fargo and McDonald's were using it as an asset.
I know.
It used to just be a place kids could put stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be just like a...
It was Who Let the Dogs Out the first week the song came out before your mom found it.
Totally, dude. That's a great way to think about the internet. That's so funny. But anyway, we were briefly talking about Paul Blart. Was that Paul Flart?
Paul Flart. Yeah.
Because this was a beautiful moment of the last couple of weeks of the internet, where he, for anybody unfamiliar, which have you been living under a friggin' Costco shopping cart or something? but Paul Flart he's a security guard.
And was
there was I know there's a video that was posted that he posted on Reddit or. He posted and then maybe it was taken and brought up by Reddit or that was literally of him documenting. It was like a progress, essentially a progress video, like the way you see a girl takes a photo every day for 3 years, right? Or like, you know, I lost 160 pounds. Yeah. Like, is it before and after? But it was just of him farting every day in the exact same position. Like, literally just staring at the camera, farts.
Yep.
Deadpan face. That's
done.
It.
Done. And he's so smart. No logos.
No logos. Nothing. Like, the guy was... The guy had it nailed. And he... just almost to the point of either you got to really credit the Paul Blart writing staff for just nailing the character, which they did, or this guy is just like a life imitating art,
yeah,
because he is exactly like Paul Blart.
It's true. Yeah.
He looks like him. His posture is like him. He's got the fucking same facial features and the mustache, yeah, and it's just ridiculous.
He's
so,
got some snark to his look, where he looks like he's got some sort of snarky jokes chambered.
I mean, he had to have to curated fly. That. Like, you don't come out of the gate like that.
No.
And then
he was perfect.
I bet he was just like an overweight security guard and was like, I'm going to grow a mustache. And then he's like, right, you know what? I rip ass all the time. Like, I should take a video of it.
This is my gift.
Yeah. And that's, I'm sorry, that's the future, guys.
Right.
That's how we're going to make money. That's,
I mean, he's a micro-influencer
he's
now.
He's the fucking future.
I wonder if he's going to get...
not, nothing micro about him.
I wonder if he's going to get some... like, to the point about Cialis, I wonder if he's going to get cool endorsements and shit now.
I hope so.
He's going to become, like, the guy with the golden voice for Kraft mac and cheese.
You know what? I hope he leans in, because I feel like something that might happen to a lesser man is he would go do, like, a Beano commercial.
Right.
Like
that's true.
Take Beano now, and there'll be no more gap. Like,
so,
he's
so
got,
you're hoping he does, like, a K Jewelers commercial.
I just hope... I like your idea of mac and cheese. Like, I want him to lean into the flatulence and just be like, I'm not trying to get rid of it. I don't see it as a problem. Right. You know, if he like went for like a gas medicine, like that would be a natural fit.
That's true.
But yeah, but it's kind of like admitting.
Yeah, then he's selling out. Then
I mean,
then
I hope he runs
like
for Congress.
Me too.
What do you do in that situation? If you get like a little bit of internet fame, do you? I mean, the question is, do you think this can last for the rest of your career, or do you just go for like the $200,000 money grab and, and like, you know, pay off that Firebird and call it a year. And
I
then
hope
you were
he's
that
just going to try to grab whatever he can.
What's
fast.
Chapter two for his business plan?
Yeah, right.
It's going to be, he's going to be an interesting one to watch, because I think his star is obviously on the rise. And
but we know these stars rise and fall quick.
They rise and fall quick. And I think that, you know, if I could write this story, I really want Paul Flart to play Icarus and kind of reach for the sun, only to become a destitute prostitute.
Yeah.
That we can see an amazing documentary about.
Oh, like
I would love it.
That's what we want.
Like when Dirk Diggler starts turning tricks. He starts jerking off after he's got his drug habit.
Exactly.
And he's trying to make $5.
Right.
So we like you find Paul Flart down on the corner, and you're like, hey man, I'll give you $3 to fart. And then he that's like after he's lost it all.
Exactly.
Oh, nice. That'd be depressing.
That'd be depressing. I mean, but I mean, it
we
could go
need
a couple
it.
Ways. Yeah, I mean, we are
he's on the beginning of the hero's journey right now.
Maybe he'll be one of the people that we can send to Mars with Elon Musk. I want like big unexpected things for him. I want to hear that this is going to be one of those situations, because you hear this every once in a while. He would be the perfect candidate, where in the future we all of a sudden like he's a congressman, or like we find out that like he's been like he's killed 18 people and are stored in his basement, like something where you go, holy crap, did you hear about that story? And then, like, a week later, you go, that's Paul Flart?
That
do you remember Paul Flart?
He's
the fucking guy on the Mars rover right now, dude. And, like, that's that would be the great end of this story. You know
what
I
mean? Oh, my God.
Let Ken Bone be a lesson to you all.
Right.
When we found out he was interested in Jen Lawrence's butthole.
Oh,
so we only can imagine what Paul Flart might be into once we start digging.
Yeah, this is a Schrodinger's cat situation.
Totally.
Like don't just assume the best and assume the worst simultaneously, and just let it stay there.
Let's not tear down all of our heroes.
Exactly.
Exactly. I love the practice of coming up with like the 20 people you'd want on the first Mars space station.
It's a good exercise.
Paul Flart would be in mine.
So here's a good, that has been one of the things that, has been popped up high on this last past week in Reddit. And before we get into the topic for today, which actually in some capacity we kind of almost skirted around in the sense that when you think of when you manifest something in your mind, sometimes it can become real. Kind of? Is that how tulpas work?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. So today we're going to talk about tulpas, which nothing really precipitated this apart from the fact that Freed over here wanted to do it. And Dog and I, when Freed sent this through, I can only assume that your eyes widened like mine, because I'd never heard of tulpas before, which blows my mind, because I feel like I would have a bunch of them.
Are you talking to us right now or your tulpa?
I'm talking...
Because I planned on just talking to my tulpa during this
during this whole thing.
And just having you guys just sort of back off.
I'm going to translate for my tulpa for the
You should let your tulpa take over...
This entire
Yeah, if
pod.
You want to just take a nap.
I feel like you guys have been... Have you guys tried to get a tulpa? We don't need to talk about this yet. Let's finish talking about the homepage, and then we'll get to tulpas. I'm just teasing. I'm giving a little freaking
tease.
But we are going to talk about tulpas today. But anyway,
I was Googling tulpas, and I got to tulpas. How we ended up here.
So
I will say that every time I see the word, I think of vulva and Mexican food.
It does. Like, this is a word that could be
between the two. Yeah.
Other things.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. I thought of it as like a camel toe for your butthole.
Mm-hmm.
A tulpa. Okay.
It sounds like that kind of word. Like
it does.
You see old Karen's tulpa.
I mean, it's kind of a pretty word.
It's nice. And
tulpa.
It also sounds like an Italian sports car.
Yeah, it's a tulpa. It does sound like a car.
Yeah, it sounds like an off-brand Italian scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, a scooter. Yeah, not a car, a scooter.
Yeah.
Like a really nice Italian scooter.
Driving your... You go to Rome, and for $400, you can get a tulpa tour through Rome, or through the streets of.
The kind of scooter you get when you're in Rome, and then when you buy it here in America and drive it through LA, people are like, get on the road, you weirdo, and you can't say queer anymore, but that's what people call you.
Hey, our tulpas are speaking today.
Sorry.
We can say whatever we want.
That's true. Deniability.
That's
what we're going to be talking about today.
We're going to have to talk about that, But first, let's finish just wrapping up some of what's been happening on the homepage this past week. We already talked a little bit about Paul Flart, which I think is... Paul Flart is that is not going to end on Reddit. Like, it started on Reddit, which is beautiful, but now he has an Instagram page. It's kind of been blowing up. I think his brand is still farts, which is great.
Let's track him, though, I think, for the next couple weeks.
Really, really keep an eye on Paul Flart. If you're listening right now, no means no. Don't try meth.
Yep, don't do it.
Not even once.
I guess we should try to get him on, but I mean, he's probably... his PR is through the roof right now.
PR is through the roof, and I don't know... I mean, how can you imagine that pitch when you're just like, we want to get this guy on, and be like, oh, cool, what does he do? He farts. Be like,
That's it.
No, if we want to have him in the room.
Yeah.
No, we're going to do it over Skype.
Yeah, but we're going to do it over Skype.
You need smell-o-vision with Skype.
It's a good question, though. I wonder, because farts are such a... There's such a range of potency, right? And some people just, never smell. And I feel like...
I just heard Dr. Drew talking about farts on Your Mom's House podcast, which is a good... Tom Segura. It's funny.
I do like Tom Segura a lot.
And his wife, Kristen P. Wait. Get something.
Wait, Dr. Drew the sex?
Yeah, he was a guest.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about Dr. Ruth.
Oh, she. Is that a guy?
She, Dr. Ruth is a sex, is like a sex therapist person.
Yeah, no, this was Dr. Drew.
Oh, tight. All right. And he's a good looking TV doctor.
Yeah,
right?
He was on the K-Rock for a million years.
Yes,
Love
okay.
Line.
No, no, that guy. Yep.
But he was saying how people fart anywhere from 15 to 20 times a day on average. And mostly it's just air caught in your intestine, but sometimes it's bacteria that's producing it. And the bacteria can cause smells, but the air doesn't necessarily cause smells. So depending on your body's your body's situation, you can fart a lot but not have smells. He might be the kind of guy who farts but it doesn't smell. But he looks like the kind of guy who farts and it and does smell. Yeah. Because that dude eats fucking chili dogs all day.
Right. Yeah.
No, you don't get that big eating...
Well, he's a security guard. I mean, he eats the Chinese food at the mall and Sbarro exclusively. Yeah,
he's Sbarro and Panda Express all day, every day. By the way, Panda Express is pretty delish.
It is.
I don't think I've ever had Panda Express. It kind of freaks me out.
It's delicious.
It's panda meat, dude. It's delicious.
It's weird.
That's why there's no pandas. It's because we've been eating
fast.
Them.
Worth it, though.
Yeah. It's fast panda meat.
Cash panda meat.
I mean,
cash panda meat.
I don't... For some reason, I have this weird irrational distinction in my mind between good and poor quality Chinese food when there really is no differentiation. So in my mind, I'm like, I look down upon Panda or Panda Express, but then I like look favorably upon Hong Kong Express too on, you know, like in the fucking shopping mall by the UPS shipping center in
that
Topanga,
one.
You know what I mean?
Like, I know that one.
For whatever reason, I just, in my mind, I can't distinguish between the two. Anyway,
It's like getting a transvestite hooker or something. Like sometimes there's an itch you need to scratch and it's like, you just go do it.
Well, that's the point of Meat Spin. You get
it
out there.
You get it out there. So there's a couple things going on in the news last week that are like massive stories.
Yep.
Like John McCain passed away.
Yep.
Hold on. Hold your comments. Trump's falling apart and or totally winning. I don't know.
And then
Weird Al got a star in the Walk of Fame. All stories we're not going
to
touch.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about those. I mean,
I don't even want to. I think a new segment we should do is top stories that we're not going to talk about. Moving on.
I love that. Actually, that's a great. That's a great segue.
It's like we've acknowledged it, but I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, it breaks my heart that we can't talk a little bit about Weird Al, but I'm gonna abide by the structure and not talk about it as much as I want.
I don't know if there's more to the story.
I mean, the only thing we could discuss with Weird Al is
he should have got a star sooner.
He should have got a star sooner, just is like a great dude. Like I don't like. There's nothing really else to say about him. He's just Weird Al is like a legend.
Yeah.
Total edge.
Rest in peace, dude.
True ledge.
That guy, total edge. I'm curious if he like had a drug spurt in the 90s. I'd like to know about that. Not in a bad way, but just like in a cool way.
I mean, he would have been a cool guy.
Like,
did
that guy like party on the bus?
He might have been one of those dudes where if you were a Hollywood partier back in the 90s or something, you would like show up at parties and it'd be like, oh yeah, like the Phoenix Brothers were there and like Cameron Diaz and like Tom Cruise stopped by for a little bit. And I was seeing like Weird Al was doing so much cocaine.
Yeah, like Weird Al was doing blow off of his keyboard guitar, and then he like stuck it in a girl's ass. You're like, sick.
Whoa. Yeah, that seems like a story that you would hear that's like... It definitely would be a benchmark of a memorable night.
90s party.
That, yeah, like that you... Yeah.
I'd still be telling that. I'd still be getting cachet off
right.
of that.
Like, oh, well, because in
LA... You guys ever want to hear the Weird Al story? No, not again. We know.
Okay, I'll go get the appetizers. You guys can hear the story. I'll be back in fucking 30 minutes. Right. But I mean, that his... The reputation I want for him is kind of what... And I'm sure you've heard, maybe both of you guys have heard stories like this, but like what you hear about Andy Dick in LA.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's got some great ones that float out, right?
He just is, I've heard from multiple friends about him just being at a fucking party and like being a creep or like him just being around and you're just like, oh, like Andy Dick was there, right? It's like that happens relatively often, which is.
And the stories are always like, Andy Dick came up to me, shouldn't have been at this party, stuck his thumb on my butt, grabbed my dick, walked away. And you're like,
That's
what Andy Dick should be doing.
Yeah.
Like, he's on brand all the way.
Yeah.
Totally.
And it's fine.
Right. I agree with that.
Like, I don't care if Andy Dick does it. An agent did it, like what happened to what's his name, the big black dude? Terry Crews.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like off brand for that guy. But
yeah,
Andy Dick. Grope away, man.
Yeah.
Well, he's got the
you just
kind of
have
his...
to wink at him and be like, Andy Dick being Andy Dick.
He's committed to that personality. So you kind of go like, hey.
What a fun guy.
He is a fun guy. What else happened on the Reddit this past week?
John McCain died.
Oh, we already... That falls into our don't talk about it. That's already been talked about segment.
Well, rippers.
Rippers.
Rippers
and piecers, bro.
Rusters and piecers, bro.
One of my favorite little videos was the guy in the boat catching Major Air.
Oh, that was a good one. That was I watched that with extreme fear.
Me too. I thought
in my heart.
Yeah. I thought he was gonna eat it for sure.
Well, I've seen I have a group of friends, specifically one friend, my boy Nate, part of the Slumberfest crew.
Ooh.
Who just?
Oh, dude, what's he drinking right now? Code Red.
That's a good question. He's probably Nate's become the healthiest person I've ever known. He's always the healthiest person I've ever known. But he went through a really intense little Debbie phase when he was younger. So he was
blame him. Those
he was extremely round for his like adolescence, and now he's like
I'm sure you
basically like a two dimensional Iron Man.
I'm sure you bullied the shit out of him.
Oh, we did. That's how we met Nate. Actually, is me, like, Carson, and Daniel.
Look at this fat kid we can pick on.
Me, Carson, and Daniel were like this.
Carson's like, yes, please, a new sheep.
We need a new one. But he was in our French class, and he was. It was like the teacher would call on him and be like, all right, say blank, and then he would say it badly, and we would be like, fucking. Fucking je suis la jeune vie, fucking idiot. So it was like and then he became our buddy. So,
oh man,
I like that a bunch of kids in West Virginia are learning French and then picking on somebody for not doing it well.
Yeah, what a dumbass.
Our French teacher gave us all French names. Of course, we were supposed to pick them out. So everybody had like Jacques and Pierre and whatever. What? And my name was Monsieur Chewing Gum because I always had chewing gum in class, and I got in trouble for it so often.
Dude, it's so counterculture.
Some fucking sick, dude.
Love
it. That's pretty cool, teacher.
Extremely
cool.
Anyway, so what were we talking about? We were talking about the jump. So Nate and I send each other videos of people falling off of things constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly skateboarding videos. So I saw that video and I immediately was like, oh, I know where this goes, right?
Yeah, right.
But it didn't go there, and I'm blown away too, because the amount of friction that you need to be able to have on your feet to be able to land that in a boat.
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, there's no matter how dry that boat is, it's not dry, you know?
Mm-mm.
There's a mist.
There's a constant mist. So good work, man. Good hit.
There's some tacky shoes.
There's some tacky shoes. So another thing I saw that I really liked, actually, and I was never really, I was always kind of like, expressive shoulder shrug about Michael Jackson. He's just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
But apparently, this is from Today I Learned. Music. After closely investigating Michael Jackson for over a decade, the FBI found nothing to suggest he was guilty of child abuse.
Interesting.
But it's a bummer because his narrative still is kind of tied to that, which just goes to show how dangerous being accused of something like that can be.
Yeah.
Same with being accused of sexual violence. I think that there really is no justice beyond the accusation. Like you don't really get to cut that from your record. I mean, it's always kind of there.
Once your reputation has shit smeared on it.
Yeah. I mean, granted, he was a strange man. And,
totally.
Like, his weird, child care center place.
Oh, yeah. Neverland Ranch
is odd. But this is interesting because it's a bummer that something that seemingly was actually created with really sincerely honest intentions, just to be like a place for kids who didn't have good childhoods or whatever, can be contorted into something so perverse.
I know.
You know, because if the FBI is investigating, especially for a decade, like they will find
you
it.
Would
yeah.
think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously always going to be like a well, maybe you know,
oh,
maybe there is no evidence and it did happen, but I think the good they did their due diligence and it should come out that you know. Yeah, he's been accused of these things. We did our investigation, didn't find proof. Like, that should be, like, the final thing that people hear.
Sure.
Not that
he
was accused.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. I agree.
Like,
I think he's, like...
take it all in, but ultimately, no evidence.
No evidence, yeah. And he... I don't know. It seems like a lot of people took advantage of the fact that he was super, uber rich and just, like, he probably paid off people to go away.
Yeah, and like,
that became, like, a trend,
thing.
You know?
Well, and also he was, I mean, his dad was a real monster, right? I mean, that's, like, kind of one of the big actual facts, and...
I think he was abducted by aliens when he was about 12, and he came back looking the new way.
Yeah.
So he's become Anunnaki, essentially, which is
totally.
Why he's so good at music.
That's very true. But
what's sad is like after all of this, like he was the victim of child abuse, you know, and like he's the one who ended up getting accused and still kind of holds that reputation of being an abuser.
For sure. And that's the other thing, too, with this child abuse stories is so often you hear about these people that are committing abuse, but part of the reason they're committing the abuse, and this kind of just this goes in, I mean, how much do you believe in therapy and,
yeah,
and psychology, psychiatry, whatever, but you know, when you commit those abuses, sometimes that you've been abused before, and it makes a mark in your brain that you have a hard time getting out, yeah, of, right? Like if you were abused when you were 12, then you've maybe are fixated on your 12-year-old sexuality, which is why you commit crimes against 12-year-olds or whatever, right?
Right.
And that's, we don't need to speculate on that, but that seems to be the way that modern psychology suggests happens.
Yeah.
And so you look at Michael Jackson and you just go, wow, like this guy was a child star and he kind of was corrupted at an early age. And then, you know, he has this really beautiful intention of creating this world where people like him, because he never actually grew up, can be kids. I mean, I read the other day, he had like a room dedicated to stuffed animals that was just only for him.
God, I love that.
And it was just like one of those things, you're just like, what a weirdo. But then you're like,
it's a place the daddy monster won't get you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Daddy monster.
I hate that fucking guy.
I'm a daddy monster right now.
What else happened? Oh, this is pertinent to us, actually. So this is a tanker truck exploded on the Los Angeles highway. Do you guys remember this? This happened 4 days ago.
Holy shit,
Is this when the food truck stopped and started stealing people's food? Totally. Yeah.
Wait, which freeway?
101.
The 110, the 405, the 10?
I've been.
It was the 110 to the 405 to the
101. I've been working on a TV show that has to do with food trucks.
So you were all about this.
And so this scenario is in our pitch.
Ooh. Oh, really?
But it's not a truck explosion. It's an earthquake.
In fact, it's stranger than fiction, my friend.
Yeah, so now this is popping up. And we had like a lot of different, you know, you talk to a lot of executives that are like, I just don't buy that. So this is a moment where we're like,
it can happen.
This. And it's like,
and
it's sort of like this great proof. Because it's like a cool storyline. Like, what if there's an earthquake and these guys are in their food truck and there's gridlock? And then they like, that's the episode. It's like stuff that happens all in this thing.
Right.
And I was like, that seems like a cool episode. And people are like, I just don't buy it.
Dude,
it
seems, I like that.
So this is a sci-fi show?
It's like, what do you, like, well, then what happens? You're like, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
They all live on the freeway. Doesn't matter. It's a town now.
Yeah, it's a town.
Sorry, that's the idea.
I don't know. Have you seen Walking Dead? Whatever happens in that show happens in this show. Yeah. Moving
on. Guy in a wheelchair becomes a sheriff. He's got a quick trigger finger. What?
So do you want to buy it or not?
So what else happened? Is that everything?
I think that's a lot of it.
I mean, it's been a pretty
guy did a double backflip.
That was pretty tight.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's possible.
I don't either.
You know what's a shame about that kind of stuff, actually, as it pertains to the internet, is you see things like that, and the first thing I think of are those even though they're so fun to watch, they're extremely obnoxious. The people are awesome videos that like you always see now, and it's just like fucking shitty dubstep in the background and GoPro videos.
Yeah.
And it's just like people jumping off of bridges and being like
riding a bike down a hill.
Riding a bike down a hill. And they like, and I see all of them, and all I can think about are like youth Christian communities.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't it feel like they're all coming from evangelical Christian groups?
Yeah.
Like the place where the Rajneeshis. That compound turned into a Christian place, right?
Or like summer camps. Place. Yeah, it's like it's just got that weird over-enthusiasm, not a single element of cynicism that I think is a really safe and important, realistic part of life, you know?
Yeah.
And so anyway, so I saw that double backflip video and I was just like, damn, that's fucking crazy.
Damn, is this Christian?
It's a little a little too Christian for us.
It's
pretty freaking Christian.
Double backflips are a very Christian thing, you know?
If I could do a backflip, let alone a double backflip, I would be busting them out all the time.
Oh, yeah. And
like,
I would
every social engagement. First, I'd tell my Weird Al story about how he did coke off of his electrical keyboard and stuck the head of the guitar up the girl's butthole.
Right.
And then I would be like, check this out. I'm going to do a backflip. That would just be it. That would be all my dinner parties.
You get a really a big reputation around town for being the funnest guy.
For a little while. And then it would fade, just like Paul Flart's star.
You would have to make sure the double backflip and the cocaine Weird Al story were constantly in sync with each other. Because if you only told one of the other, or you only did one of the other, then you have a very different reputation.
True. I feel like you'd be bracing yourself and you'd be like, and then guess what he did after that?
Right.
Stuck it up her butthole. Backflip, backflip. It would have to be like choreographed.
Yeah.
Which you can do. Like, I'm not worried about that.
All right. Well, we should probably work on the choreograph.
Yeah. We just gotta do a couple dress rehearsals, get a good table read, and then you can start taking that that act around town, you know?
I'm sorry, you're talking to me or my topo?
Good. This is such a great segue because you can do that. You can say, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention because I was talking to my tulpa. This episode's about tulpas.
Tulpas have almost 20,000 subscribers.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
Pretty big. And it's 52 people online right now, which means there's actually like 104. Right?
Well, actually, I've noticed. So I was doing some research last night and.
On the reddit.com/r/tulpa, TULPAS.
Right.
Damn.
TULPAS.
Yeah, so think of the word vulva and then change the T to a V and then the P to a V, and that's the word.
Yeah, tulpa. Boom, tulpa. So, now you know how to spell it.
Yep. but I was, there are a lot of people, and we'll tulpas are, it's a bizarre concept that obviously we need to explain, but really quickly, I've noticed that a lot of people have multiple tulpas, I've noticed, because they in their distinction on the name. What do you fucking call that? It's not flair. It's, I guess maybe it is technically flair.
Is it umlaut?
That's not an umlaut. They'll have the names of their tulpas.
Okay.
So you see multiple names,
right?
And that's
you're
strange.
Saying people have multiple tulpas.
People have multiple tulpas.
Yeah.
All right. So let's describe.
Yeah. There's no limit to tulpas. So well, I'll just dogwood maybe. Do you want to read the community detail section, and then I'll get to the there's a FAQ, FAQ.
Yep.
Yeah.
Section that I can go from.
Cool, cool. So first, the community info details, as in 19,822 tulpas and hosts.
Damn, that's
now,
a lot. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Subscribed to tulpas, 64 are here right now. Do you want me to go into the info?
Oh,
I would like you to really cover the FAQ.
So maybe ever wonder what it would be like.
Okay. Well, this FAQ is,
because I think
this FAQ is pretty fucking long, but I think it's actually also important because it covers like
they've been asked
what this is before.
Yes.
Yeah.
So these are like very thorough and very important, in my opinion.
Yeah. So the community details. Ever wonder what it would be like to have a mental companion who can think and act on their own? That's what a tulpa is. Yes, it's a strange word. We didn't mean to make it up. The Tibetans did many centuries ago. So anything that's old, you kind of feel like,
right.
Nice.
Well, cool. It's been around.
So discuss tulpas, share your experience with having tulpas, and give advice to fellow tulpa creators here. That's what this sub is. That's right. Their mission statement.
Yeah, I mean, it's a community dedicated to this art of imaginary friends.
Right.
Exactly. So just to answer the what is a tulpa question, this is off their FAQ.
Right.
FAQ. Is that French? How would you say that in French?
That's
frequently asked questions.
Oh, nice.
Frequently asked questions.
You did take French in high school.
Dumbass.
So a tulpa is believed to be an autonomous consciousness cohabiting a brain with their creator, often with a form of their creator's initial choice and design. A tulpa is entirely sentient and in control of their own opinions, feelings, form, and movement. They are willingly created via a number of techniques to act as companions, muses, and advisors. Tulpa forms can either be visualized in the mind's eye or, with practice, seen as hallucinatory figures using a technique called imposition.
Ooh.
So that's kind of what a tulpa is. So right. It's this being that you generate using some sort of like meditation or focus.
Oh. Right.
And I guess they can just come to you also, but it sounds like if you want one, you kind of got to sit down and think it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to, I mean, this is a, it's tough. It's a tough pseudoscience type thing, right? Because you go, okay, cool. How do I get it? Oh, so I just think really hard. Okay, well, I guess my Talpa looks like the fat guy from Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He's my friend now. Right? Yeah. And she's kind of like, I don't think that's totally how it works. I think you're, in theory, it's supposed to be something like a meditative thing that suddenly comes to you. And then when once it's with you, it's like, that's your guy.
Yeah.
Or gal, or monster, or fucking, or
and you
or,
can have many, right?
Or pony.
You can have many, if and look, it sounds really. I mean, like the cynic in me is like, this is stupid. Get some friends,
right?
But then the more you start kind of thinking about it, you kind of go like, huh, this actually seems like a really prevalent coping tool that most humans probably use in some form that they don't call Talpa.
Right.
But there's some other thing. Like, I mean, there's how many billions of people believe in God, right?
For sure.
So, like, is God, for whatever their religion is, some form of a Talpa? That's kind of an interesting way to look at it. You go, like, okay, that's just one. Maybe you didn't create it, but you're using, you're talking to some being.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
No,
So it's kind of similar in that sense. So if you're a religious person, you can't necessarily shit on Talpa-isms, right?
No, not at all.
So I mean, this is just like a personalized thing. And the more I read, it's like people use these beings to sort of help themselves get through times that might be confusing, where they just want to like bounce their ideas off of people.
Right.
And throughout history, I mean, there's like so many examples of this kind of behavior. For and you're like, oh, yeah, like I guess I kind of do that in my own right. Like,
I think of it almost, I mean, I think God is... Yes, but
it's probably the biggest example I can think of like talking to somebody who's not necessarily there.
I think it's closer. I think it's more like the
double backflips.
The polytheistic god. So like in Buddhism, and I think this is originally kind of a Buddhist idea from what I was reading and what I was hearing about. But in Buddhism and in Hinduism, etc., you have these manifestations of gods, different gods, and they're kind of a collected visual idea too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the kind of Christian kind of American theist, monotheistic God,
mm-hmm.
there's no like actual visualization of that apart from like guy who wears white in the sky.
He's a big white man.
Yeah.
With a huge beard.
I'm talking about the accurate God.
That's why white guys are on top, right?
That's why, because God looks like a fucking...
Yeah.
God looks like Richard Branson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doy.
Yeah.
I always thought he looked like Warren Beatty.
That's true.
With a beard.
That's
really handsome.
Yeah. Extremely handsome white guy.
Bones a ton of chicks.
Yeah.
Oh, yum.
What if God actually was like, just looked like Judi Dench? And it was just, that's,
I bet that was she does.
It's probably a lot closer to what it looks like, actually.
God probably looks like somebody from like Iraq, right? Like Saddam Hussein.
You're thinking about Jesus.
It's true. I guess
it is God.
Who's the son of God?
Who is also the son of God?
So he could.
None
he
of
could
it
be...
makes total sense.
Okay, we're getting off topic here.
Anyway.
But anyway, so Talpas are essentially, and if you're listening to this and you have a Talpa, and we'll send this to the Talpa community too, so they can course correct us and fucking tell us we're a bunch of scumbags for getting it all wrong. But
I
think we're nailing it. But if you focus on the kind of manifestation of almost what your subconscious thought is and let it manifest into a physical form that you can communicate with in your head, right? But isn't just like inside thoughts. It's a little bit more.
It's autonomous.
It's a little bit more crystallized and it's autonomous, right?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So.
So why don't we do the? Can you describe how this works?
How the fuck?
Yeah, and I just from Wikipedia, I just to kind of put a more definition on it. But Talpa is a concept in mysticism and the paranormal of being. Of a being or object which is created through spiritual or mental powers. So it was adapted in the 20th century theophists from
Tibet.
Yeah, but this Tibetan.
Ooh, Tibetan. That's a tribal form of Tibet. That's interesting.
Yeah, so it comes out of Tibet, Tibetan Buddhism, which we know is like, if you've seen the movie 2012, is the oldest civilization ever.
Right.
You know, that's who's going to survive the apocalypse, those guys.
Right.
So old stuff, been around. Let's go back to the facts.
Yeah, go back to the facts. So, and there's such interesting posts.
Oh, the other thing I was going to say was, yeah, I mean, we sort of discovered tulpas like this week. And so if we sound like total amateurs, we are.
Yeah. Well, this is how we do almost all of these subs that we cover.
This feels like one that kind of people take maybe very seriously. And like, I don't think we're trying to make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
Initially, in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's kind of kid stuff, right? This is like Drop Dead Fred. Remember that awesome movie?
Well, it's really easy to discredit
things
like this. He
was my first tulpa was Drop Dead Fred.
Damn, you guys, this is so weird. Why do people make tulpas?
I think to deal with personal stress in a way. It's like you have somebody that you can rely on 100% of the time. Like how
that's a really interesting
how close are your friends and how like even if you're married, it's like you can't rely on anybody in this world except for your tulpa.
Old
Greg.
But I wonder if this is my tulpa. His name is Brian.
My tulpa's actually like a real shit dick, and he never is there when I ask him to come hang out. He's like, oh, I'm drinking now.
Sorry, I'm hanging out with all your friends.
Hey, man, what, without me? No.
What the fuck,
you
Brian?
Poached my friends? You used me to meet them, and then you stopped inviting me.
My tulpa, he's just trying to fucking sell me on pyramid schemes all the time. I'm just like, leave me alone. I don't want to join your fucking
Amway.
Your male hair growth hormone kind of sales community.
Not all tulpas are great.
Carlos, stop trying to sell me knives.
Carl.
Yeah. But no, I think it's so I think that I almost, when I first heard about this and when I was thinking about it, it reminds me of Lars and the Real Girl a little bit. Like, that's another one. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie. It's actually an amazing movie. It's got Ryan Gosling in it.
Mm-hmm.
But
What a hunk.
Such a good looking boy. But Lars and the Real Girl, if I remember correctly, it's a sex doll that he kind of makes his like girlfriend.
She's like one of those rubber sex dolls we love to almost buy.
It seems so uncomfortable.
The girls seem,
I'm sure the technology
appealing.
Has changed, but it seems like, how would you not think about how much of a loser you are the whole time while you're doing that?
Oh, for about 10 seconds until you start really getting revved up.
Oh, that's probably true.
And then you're like, oh, this is great.
That's actually cool.
If I had money when I was 21, I would have bought one of those just kept it around. And it wouldn't have been the girl, to be honest. It would have been a guy, and you would have just got it to put in your friends' beds and
stuff. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, actually, probably would have bought two or three.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, they're inflatable. I mean, you're it's one of
those rubber ones, the full bodies.
Oh, they're not inflatable?
I think they weigh like 140 pounds.
Oh, shit. Wow. Like,
they're hard to move.
So they're like body doubles for firefighters to practice taking people out of burning houses?
I have mine for CPR training. Okay. Is why I bought mine. So
cool.
I don't know what you do with yours. But
you know, this is a sex doll, right? Oh, what? Oh, it's gross. For CPR, dude. Get out of my room.
It's like the penis pump thing. That's for washing my asparagus, dude. Yeah.
Well, that's a ball pump, dude. I play a bunch of sports, dude. Fucking get out of my room.
Get the fuck
Jared?
Out of my room.
Super hardcore into sports, not into having a huge dick.
You're so perverted, Jared.
God, and I know CPR. So when you choke, guess who's not going to be saving your ass?
Jared. Get out!
Tulpas. All right. So I think that's the reason they exist. Now let's talk about how they happen, because I think that, again, this frequently asked questions for anybody who's, we're not going to read the whole thing. I think ordinarily when we would do a sub like this, I would love to just go through all the FAQs, because you can just breeze through them, covers a lot of ground. This FAQ is like
a textbook.
Yeah, I mean, this is like installing something directly from Asia, like FAQ. Like, it's insanely extensive and complicated. So,
and the people have spoken, and they do not like when it's your dad and I read.
Yeah.
Dog Boobs, could you read the "Can you describe how this works?" Do you have the FAQs up?
I do.
Yeah.
Can you describe how this works? They ask. So your imaginary friend, your tulpa, your other personality that
you
nurture, your rock, your only true friend.
Yeah.
By talking to and fleshing out a personality in your own mind for a sustained period of time, you'll begin to receive responses from that prototype personality. These responses can take many forms, but usually begin as a reply to your own thoughts, whether verbal or sort of emotional sensation. Over time, these responses will grow more coherent and varied, including in ways that may surprise you. And the personality, in turn, will fill out and grow without your aid. In essence, a tulpa begins as a concept and mental construct that, over time and development, slowly grows sentient. The sentience can be thought of as a fundamental essence of a tulpa. Everything else is just building upon that sentience and developing a form in your mind for them to represent themselves by. Alternatively, for those familiar with Mass Effect, I don't know.
I think it's a video game.
Are they literally talking about the video game?
No, I don't think. Maybe, actually.
The Geth are a good metaphor for the process.
The Geth.
That must be a video game.
Oh, I guess that is actually talking about the video game. Wow. Which I'm actually not familiar with.
Me neither. Although they were originally designed to be mindless automatons, their creators added to their programming little by little over a long span of time in order to allow them to perform more and more complex tasks. Eventually, their programming hit a critical mass of complexity, and sentience developed in the Geth as a result. Tulpas are, in a way, the products of a mental and deliberate form of this process.
Whoa.
So interesting. You have to, like, literally sit and focus on, okay, I'm making a tulpa. I'm going to name her Murples. I'm going to think about these things. What would Murples say? And you just keep doing this and really focus. And then pretty soon, naturally, Murples will just make these decisions because your brain subconsciously understands who Murples is.
Right.
Yeah.
God.
I mean, it's not. It feels like it. I think you were right when you said it's like the. It's articulated in this context as a tulpa, but I think it manifests in a lot of different ways.
Yeah,
in
like
different
so
words, right?
Before I go into business meeting, I turn into Raj.
Right.
This guy doesn't take no shit from nobody.
Right. No. Right.
He's a killer. Yeah. He's a bloodthirsty businessman. Yep. And that's how I do all my meetings. And yeah. So then when I come back, hey, it's my free day.
Right.
Fun loving guy. Doesn't care about
not
much.
Not a sociopath. Yeah.
So is that how tulpas are? You can actually like decide to shift?
Well, I don't think people use it like a way to, I don't know if they're totally shifting personalities.
There's a term for that, actually.
I did watch a video on the YouTube about, it looked like a trans person that had a tulpa that was a man.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys watched that video. So
not seen
in
video.
The video, the person transitions from...
Oh, this is the one that has the fluid. They go from man to woman fluidly.
Yeah, but it's about tulpas.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Well, this thing I watched is about tulpas.
Oh,
so the guy is like interviewing about tulpas, and he or she, I guess, she goes from her female normal everyday presence to her male presence, like Greg or whatever.
Right, right.
And that goes back and forth. And you're like, okay, so they actually do become you, I guess, in some senses.
Interesting.
It's not just somebody who...
There's a website called tulpa.info.
Mm-hmm.
It says, why have a tulpa? So I think this will help me understand a little bit more, but I'll try to make it quick. The process of tulpa creation is incredibly personal. For some, it's a journey of self-discovery. For others, enlightenment. Some are in it merely for the scientific and psychological breakthroughs it proposes. Some want a super best friend. Some want to push the boundaries of reality as we know it. In any case, it's a rare occasion when a creator is disappointed in the result. So the most prevalent reason is the bond. Creators tend to have an incredibly close and personal relationship with their tulpa. And why wouldn't they? A bond with one's tulpa is often extremely strong because they're your only friend.
Ooh.
So that's, yikes. That's interesting. That's interesting. The various reasons, like some people psychologically are doing it like as an experiment to be like this, you know, I want to explore what my mind can do. And other people really do just want a buddy.
Yeah. I wonder if the more, I don't want to say real friends, cause that's probably derogatory in the tulpa community.
Cause there's no such thing as a real friend.
Yeah. What is real? Define that.
Yeah. What is real,
buddy?
Bro? Meat and potatoes, dude, skin and blood.
Meat and potatoes.
Yeah, if you have like, if you're, you know, Ian Ziering, you got a million friends and you're just living it, the more friends you have less, no tulpas. So is there like sort of a, you know, inverse relationship there? No friends, more tulpas, more friends.
Well,
I
think this is certainly a coping mechanism for loneliness in some capacity, but I don't think it's exclusively so. I think that there is something really interesting about, I mean, this kind of has a little bit of the meditative psychedelic experience too, where like, okay, cool, tulpas is an ancient ritual of enlightenment. So I'm going to think about this. I'm going to focus on it. I'm going to focus on my mind. And in a lot of ways, like the meditative experience where, you know, whenever somebody is like, oh, meditating, what you have to do is you have to clear your mind. Anytime you have an invasive thought, let it come and let it drift. And and every time I fucking hear that, it's impossible. Like I've tried to meditate so many times. And I'm just like, okay, I'm meditating. Okay, I'm thinking about meditating. I'm not supposed to think about meditating. Right. Now, oh, fuck.
Wide open spaces. Yeah. Breathing.
And that, yeah. So it's like, and I feel like this is in a lot of ways, in some capacity, a manifestation of that, where it's focusing so much of your mental energy into one specific place and letting it manifest into a being that can be really helpful because it's kind of controlling your own mind, which is a challenge for most people, right?
Yeah.
Now, the other side of it obviously is kind of like old school imaginary friends, like kind of when you think about kids that are lonely on the schoolyard.
Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah.
Drop Dead Fred.
Do you guys know the movie I'm talking about?
Yeah. I have not seen it in a long time.
It's very old. No, I don't. I mean, it was like a crazy ass 90s.
If I remember correctly, did it have Brendan Fraser in it? Am I making that?
Everything had Brendan Fraser in it.
Maybe. Yeah, you might
for a little bit there.
Oh, wow. I feel like it maybe did.
But so you had brought up going to your normal body. So it's called switching, which I should have just known because obviously it's called switching. And this is a post actually from this past week, 4 days ago. Hey, all. It's been 3 long years since we first started trying to switch. Through repeated failures, long periods with no or slow progress, we finally did it. To those who believe that there are some people who cannot switch, I say, look at us. It took 3 years and we can finally do it. For some, it comes easy. For us, it took a really long time. But if you want to do it, you can. Just stay determined. Keep practicing and you'll get there too. So I think it feels a little bit like that's kind of advanced or neuromancy type stuff.
These FAQs bring up so many cool questions.
So crazy,
like one of them is, can my tulpa make a tulpa? Oh,
I love that. Shit. I fucking love that.
And then the answer is yes, they're perfectly capable of doing so, but it's unlikely. Of course, it's unlikely. it's an overprocess resulting in another tulpa generally on par with the first. The new tulpa would be just as much of a part of the same existence as you and your first tulpa, rather the secondary existence. So it's like, if you're being a bad host, your tulpa's like, I'm getting new friends. I'm going to make a tulpa. Like, there's just so many comedy premises that are off this.
Is there like a jealousy thing where it's just like your tulpa's like, hey.
I guess. Hey, there could be.
Hey, Frida, I just wanted to introduce you to Karen. Who is Karen?
Yeah.
Oh, it's my tulpa. We're going to be spending a lot of time together, so you guys should totally get used to each
other. Why are you guys holding frappuccinos? Did you guys go without me to Starbucks and not ask?
I mean, I want to know. God, I've got so many questions. This is going to eventually be one that I'm going to have to reach out to the mods over at the Tulpa Land.
See if
any of them want to talk to us about it, because I've got so many goddamn questions.
One thing I want to do on this podcast is have us all in real time create a tulpa.
Oh
man.
And I think we're going to be under the gun to just do it.
Right.
And it's going to be great. And they're going to be with us for the rest of time and this podcast mostly.
Maybe we should. That should be an update we come up with next week when we do next week's pod about who fucking knows.
But we can bring
our tulpa back.
Yeah. That leads to a really good post by someone named Bloody Kitten.
Nice.
Tight.
A whole bunch of reasons to not create a tulpa. All right, so I respect that, you know.
I'm looking forward to this
because what, once you do it, you do it, you don't get rid of them, they're in there.
Is that true?
That's
one of the things
Bloody Kitten's saying. So once you've nurtured them to the point of them being sentient, you can't take it away.
You can't
unless you kill yourself.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Which I'm sure has happened, right? Like, I mean, it's almost sounds like schizophrenia has taken over and someone's
shoot
themselves.
I think that was one of the questions on the FAQ, too. Read what you were just about to read, and I'm going to try to find that schizophrenia point because I remember thinking about that.
It's on the right-hand bar.
So this person says, I was replying to someone just now and realized, if you look around the sub, you see a bunch of people tout the wonders of having a tulpa. These are almost exclusively new people. Sorry, newbies, but it's a thing. Another common thing people say is to think carefully about it, really weigh those options. That is a difficult decision. You know, you go into a great deal about the good, and people tell you to be careful, but here are some reasons not to do it. Things will get old. People will talk about how nice it is to have someone around all the time. Don't get me wrong, it's great usually.
Oh, wow.
I already know where this is going. It's just like, they're just discussing it like a marriage. It's like,
yeah, it is.
So it's like, I just need a girlfriend. I'll just take anybody and it's like, oh, now I have this girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You'll know all of each other's jokes. You'll know all their likes and dislikes. Their cute little habits will become their most annoying tics. This is like a relationship.
Oh, my God.
If your relationship between each other is healthy, these things won't happen often. But if you become standoffish or try to ignore each other, they'll get worse.
Oh, boy.
This is just good relationship advice.
I know. They aren't going away. This one does come up from time to time, but seriously, once you have a tulpa and feed it long enough, it's worse than letting mice into your home. No matter how much you try to get rid of them, dissipation takes forever. That's even if you're capable, which I'm beginning to realize I'm not.
So his or her tulpa's is listening to this whole thing.
Yes. So you go and create a new tulpa. I do hope you're in it for the long haul. They might not grow much as time passes. One of mine is a 4-year-old. Deviation she picked up. She's a 4-year-old and she's been so for years now. I still have to listen to her fart jokes every time I go to the bathroom. The cuteness has worn off.
Oh my God.
What?
I don't...
Oh,
so many questions. I mean, I feel like this is... How do you...
Ooh, this is crazy too.
How do you reconcile this with mental illness?
I don't know. Yeah. They can hurt you. Okay, so everyone talks about how tulpas can't really hurt you. Truth is, they can. Most don't. Hell, your life is their life. Thing is, when you have an eventual falling out or falling out of love for a little bit, you're always in each other's presence. So being mean and emotionally or verbally abusing towards the other can hurt. If they project, add to this, adding visual stimulus to the pot, such as scaring you or trying to provoke sympathy or pity for their own gain. To be malicious and to be malicious only is rare, but sometimes you just can't fight these things.
These people are very creative.
What if I'm dating? Yeah, that's one thing I think we should give them credit for is their imagination.
Right? Well, I think there's a lot of... I think this is...
Like, my tulpa might be just... His name is not instead of my first name. It's like just an adjacent name to my name. Yeah. Instead of my Frida, it's like the Frida.
Yeah.
And he kind of is like 1 inch taller than me and like basically looks like
just
me.
Just like a stick figure.
Yeah.
Like, what? I can't draw.
I can't draw, man. What? Is everyone supposed to be fucking MC Escher over here, dude?
This is crazy. And this person says, yes, you can become disordered. So you can leave. This can lead to a disordered way of existing. If you start from just a curious person, then create tulpas, then realize they can't do a thing or you just go bored of it, there will be a time that you may want them to go away, but it just won't happen overnight. And in that case, you might need to seek psychological help.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean, this reminds me of my fear preceding ever having done psychedelics, where I was just, you think that the first time you're gonna do psychedelics you're gonna go crazy forever and you're gonna see the fucking God and he's never gonna leave you alone, right? Which doesn't happen.
That's the deep state telling you that, man.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it obviously doesn't happen, but it definitely, there's an element of, I think about this a lot, about the idea of seeing or finding out about something and then never really being able to forget it or unsee it. Like, we talked about that at the beginning of this pod, right? It was this kind of idea of, like, once you see fucking, you know, two girls, one cup, you can't really, like, ever forget it, right?
You can't ever have a milkshake again.
You can't ever have milkshake with two women ever again.
Never.
I think with the tulpa thing, it's kind of similar where, like, you focus so much on... I mean, even my relationship with religion. Like, I grew up super religious, and I would pray a lot as a kid and whatever, and I don't...
Satism, right?
Yes, I was praying a lot to Baphomet, but
see,
I
don't know that you do. Yeah. So
that's true. But it doesn't ever really leave my system. It's always kind of latent religious ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So this person's right. Once you create a tulpa, it's always in there.
But again,
so your tulpa is already, it's deep down in there.
But I think it's one of those things that is not, I think then when you phrase it in human terms, when it's kind of like, oh, this 4-year-old won't leave me alone. I'm like just trying to take a shit and it just won't stop making fart jokes. Well, I'm fucking leave me alone. I think that's very different than manifesting an idea in your head and manifesting something that is kind of a physicality of your self subconscious.
Yeah.
And then it being a part of your life for the rest of your life because of how focused you were in creating it. It really does. I mean, the mind is obviously very complex, and I think this is the scary thing with schizophrenics, is when you cannot differentiate between the world in real and then the world in kind of your fantastic recreation of certain ideas. And you know, it's scary because I think anybody can do that. I mean, I think even talk about like conspiracy theorists, where all of a sudden you go, I found out that the moon landing, I've always thought that 9/11 was real, and then I found out about Building 7, and now I can't stop thinking about it, and it's changing my reality against my will.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to go back to the ignorance that I had previous to it.
Wow.
And I feel like it's a little bit of the bad side of the Tulpa experience. Now, the flip side of it, I think, is almost like what we saw in like A Dangerous Mind, right? And that, granted, I think
you
it's...
You mean the kick-ass movie with Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Yeah.
She in that? I just remember Russell Crowe.
Dangerous Minds?
No. Yeah, maybe you're right. No, Beautiful Mind. Beautiful Mind.
Yeah, I'm talking about where Michelle Pfeiffer comes into the ghetto school and she just straightens those kids out. She's like,
right.
You guys are going to learn how to be poets. And they're like, fuck you, bitch. Bop, 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 bop.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, that's a great movie.
It's really good.
I mean, I think Beautiful Mind was not Russell Crowe. It was with...
Remember the song? Coolio's song?
Of course.
It is Russell Crowe.
Was Russell Crowe in Beautiful Mind?
That's Beautiful Mind, yeah.
So that movie, and I'm trying to avoid comparing
two totally different
tones. Comparing schizophrenics and tulpas, because I think it's, or the tulpa community and schizophrenics, because they are different, and I don't want to belittle the tulpa community by suggesting they're the same. But the reason I bring up A Beautiful Mind is because Russell Crowe, throughout that movie, he had schizophrenia. It never went away, right? And he just eventually learned to live with it and learned to coexist with it and learned to differentiate it from his normal life, which let him live his life fully.
Yeah.
Annoyed,
that movie's about tulpaism in a way.
Well, I mean, but this is the...
But he didn't ask for it. That's the difference between schizophrenia and tulpas,
exactly.
I think, is like you're
like volunteering into...
Yeah.
Into like this kind of somewhat schizophrenia.
This is an interesting post from U B Duddy. So B-U-B-D-U-D-D-Y, B Duddy. And the title is "My Tulpa is Amazing. I Just Have to Tell People." And you're like, oh, interesting. Where's this going? So yesterday I hiked. No, we hiked up a local hill, 3 miles, about 1,500 feet up. Then back down, of course. But for a lot of people, that's probably nothing. But I'm overweight and out of shape, and that's probably the hardest walk I've ever done.
But my tulpa is a hot ass woman.
My tulpa works at Equinox, and his name is no.
Oh, I know. Like,
my tulpa's that hot trainer from Equinox. I know. In my heart, I couldn't have done it without her. Mental support, just having someone to talk to, possession, it tricks the body somehow. But there's no way I would have been able to do it by myself. I truly believe that. I wish I knew who posted about tulpas or waifus. Ooh, that's like another word for it.
Well, so waifus is a Japanese thing. That's an anime,
like an
Japanese
anime
thing.
Anime.
Okay.
This is like...
So anyway, this girl like is getting help.
It's a big internet thing.
With her tulpas helping her exercise, which is a positive outcome, right? It's sort of this little voice that's going like, come on, we can make it to the top of the hill. Come on, come on, come on. Instead of that other tulpa you have, it's like, come on, let's eat this ice cream.
Yeah.
Come on, let's finish that tub of ice cream, you fat piece of shit. So there's all kinds of tulpas. I mean, one's the hot guy at Equinox, and one's the guy that tells you to get those little Debbies.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because it really feels like this, in a lot of ways, it is kind of it is focusing the energy that motivates you into a single idea. And I think that is like, for some people it is like, I'm overweight and I really need to lose weight. I create a tulpa, and that tulpa is probably not going to be a fitness coach. It's probably going to be somebody who's like, fucking just play video games all day, dude. What's the problem? And then it's up to you what to do with that forced energy.
It's interesting. Like, I know I have some flaws in my own life. Like, I don't get up as early as I probably should. Like,
totally.
People who get up at like 5:30 and get after it, I'm like, God, I probably get a lot more done than me.
Yeah, people who do multiphasic sleeping or whatever.
Yeah.
They get like half an hour of sleep every night and they survive
somehow. I could use a tulpa who's like, hey, let's get up and let's start doing stuff. Come on. Like, I've already done 100 push-ups. You're like, God damn, Topa.
Yeah, you want that right. guy, that stereotypical guy who was always the army recruiter in all those old 90s videos.
I mean, dude, if what's his name from Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, Army Hammer. No, that guy dies.
Army Hammer is the hot guy, and then there's R. Lee Hammer. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway,
he comes in your bedroom and makes you get out of bed and do push-ups. That's not bad.
No, it's not a bad thing. I mean, I think that might enlighten. It's also worth saying, by the way, like Tulpa's, again, I probably have already said this a couple times, but just to reiterate, this shit is fucking complicated, and you listening to this probably have an insane amount of questions, and we do too. Like, this is not something that we have all the answers to.
Oh, yeah.
And and every time we read and try to decipher something, more questions are brought up. I mean, it really is one of those things where...
Yeah, waifuism. I thought they were delicious crackers.
Yeah, man. Waifus. <Yeah. laughs>
Waifu is... waifu is a fictional character from non-live action visual media, typically anime, manga, or video game, that one is attracted to and considers a significant other.
The male version is husbando.
Is that true?
Yeah, I just looked it up.
So one is Japanese and one is Spanish.
Yeah.
Is that where the term waif comes from?
Like, I don't know.
I mean, are they related? Isn't a waif supposed to be just like a small girl? Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah. So waifus are... And that is a big part of this community, too. I mean, it's also fucking... there's one other interesting thing about this whole community, this Tulpa community, is the fact that it is... I was reading one of the posts that it is a fractured community, like a really fractured community, because there are people that come to the waifu idea for different reasons. And I assume that the people that are coming for scientific inquiry are one camp. The people that are coming for psychedelic inquiry are another camp. And then the people that are coming from a little bit more of like the waifu fantasy world are a very significantly different camp. And then, and here is the big fucking bombshell of this episode, which is bizarre.
Bombshell.
Brony community are kind of the most, they are the ones who brought Tulpa-ism and the kind of the pursuit of Tulpas really into the mainstream internet zeitgeist. And they...
Is it like Jabroni?
What? Like, no, Brony. You know what a Brony is.
What's up, Jabroni?
Bronies are people that are...
I don't know what Bronies
you've
are.
You've never heard... Oh, my God, dude. Bronies...
Is that like
it sounds like an Italian snack.
Bro, you are... This is going to fuck you up, dude.
Yeah.
Brony,
how do I not know what a Brony is?
So a Brony...
Is it delicious?
Brony is a fan of My Little Pony.
Oh,
and they're typically dudes.
Sure, Bronies.
Yeah.
Who are sometimes sexually attracted to ponies.
More often or not, yeah. but it's like it's a male... sub-community that's dedicated to My Little Pony fanboyism.
Got it. No, this definitely rings a bell.
Yeah.
And it's just, we haven't discussed it in a long
time.
Well,
bronies were kind of the thing that everybody pointed to for a minute of like, look how weird the internet is.
Yeah, it was the poster boy of
weird internet. And then it kind of, I think, it kind of barely scratches the surface of what it really is, of how weird things are.
Yeah, it was like the furries phase.
Totally.
It's like
very
that.
Similar, I think. And they're kind of, they're obviously related in some way.
How does like Kathy Lee and Hoda talk about bronies?
My God.
Bronies.
So
interesting.
So this is actually a post from Tulpa.info. And it's just a popular post. It's so why exactly are Tulpas so popular with bronies? And it's hard to really break down this forum because Tulpa.info is basically a forum. So it's kind of, you know, the OG version of what Reddit is now. And I think, which is why I think the Tulpa community on Reddit is pretty big, is people have probably congregated there from a few different sites. But basically the main aspect is like, I've never watched the show, so I can't say for sure, but from an outsider view, I think there's also something to be said for the ease of creating a pony Tulpa. So this is actually really interesting is because, they make ideal candidates because they're a very specific physical manifestation.
Yeah.
And they have an archetypical personality. Because that's one of the big things about the Brony thing is like it's a little bit like the Power Rangers, where it's like, you do one thing, you do one thing, you do one thing, you do one thing.
It's like a good entry point.
It's a pretty easy way to dig into the Tulpa thing, right?
Right, right, right. And it's using something you already kind of can relate to. I mean,
yeah, because I think...
How do you describe color, man? I mean, this is impossible. So it's like...
Yeah, totally.
Just like using something that everyone's already familiar
with. So a predefined form and voice or whatever. And then perhaps one exclusive aspect of the Brony community is the emphasis on companionship. Right, and that's another big part of the Tulpa community, obviously. Right. After all, the show focuses on friendship. I mean, that's the whole point of the show. And if you're a lonely person, if you're coming to the Tulpa community because, or you're coming to this whole idea of making a Tulpa because you're lonely and you need friendship and you just kind of need somebody, even if it's in your own head, that can kind of be a reliable companion, then using something like My Little Pony, I think makes sense because it really is like kind of this unperverse. I mean, it's perverse for a lot of other weird reasons. People make it perverse, but it's like an uncorrupted version of friendship, right?
Yeah.
Which is really interesting, and I think is a fascinating reason why Tulpas would be such a big part of the Brony community, right? So yeah, so Tulpi are not a well-known phenomenon. However, Bronies, like many fandoms, are an exclusively tight-knit community, or extremely tight-knit community. Their fans are constantly in communication, both with each other and with the makers of the show, and they have many memes that are exclusively in circulation within that community that don't really spread across the rest of the community. And others have pointed out, most members of the fandom are prone to fantasizing. Many feel lonely and generally share many common characteristics that are in common with a Tulpamancer. Wow. Tulpamancer is actually the name of... That's amazing. Tulpamancer community. Quite simply, few people in the Brony community came across this website, had the idea of making a pony Tulpa, and then decided to share the idea with other Bronies. Like many ideas within the Brony community, it swept across the fandom, strongly appealing to the Bronies, many of whom possess the characteristics that incline individuals towards Tulpamancy. So it really is like it is like the prototypical, like, if anybody's going to get into Tulpamancy, it's the Brony community.
Yeah.
And then once they did, it spread, right?
Got it.
I mean, it's the same thing with kids, right? I mean, you spend all your time playing with X-Men and then you want an imaginary friend. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to have – it'll be like Cyclops or fucking Wolverine or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And that's a really cool. Fascinating thing.
That makes sense. That adds up. This is an interesting post from Mooka, Mouka.
Cool.
My Tulpa got lilies from my husband. Yay.
Oh, what?
So we're married, and I have a Tulpa that you have to learn about, and I don't know how you're going to digest this, right? Oh, by the way, babe, I have a Tulpa. In this situation, it's a woman whose Tulpa's a man.
Right.
And then she's married to another man.
Right.
So in a way, like, she's got this dude friend hanging around, which is interesting. So husband has accepted it, and the Tulpa was joking around that the Tulpa has been cleaning the house too much in this scenario.
Right.
And was texting the husband via this woman's body. And so then the husband comes home with flowers for the Tulpa as a thank you gift.
God, this is so interesting, man.
And that's part of their daily life, and that's the way it is in their house.
I think I've decided I never want a Tulpa.
I think difficult,
man. I'm with you.
It seems like a bad move.
It seems like
it's indicative of something
and there are
else.
A lot of posts that are warning people not to make Tulpas.
Yeah.
Like lifelong commitment. Very needy,
right?
You know, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, okay, I think I'm out.
It does, like, and this is coming from an outsider, and I'm sure if you're into Tulpas, by all means, write to us and correct me.
I would fucking love to talk to people that are in the Tulpa community.
Love to talk to them and their Tulpa.
Well, and that's actually something that comes up a lot in this, too, is you will see in the posts, and sorry to cut you off, but you'll see in the posts when people are talking, they'll talk from the perspective of their Tulpa.
Like, it feels to me like forced mental disorder.
It does a little bit, doesn't it?
Or maybe it has the danger of being that if you're not going into it with the right.
Right.
Because, it, like you said, it's like something ancient Tibetans
It comes from Buddhism. And this is also a really... I mean, this is a beautiful thing about the internet and our world. And fucking, this is the reason we do this fucking podcast. Is like, you search Tulpa and on Wikipedia, a lengthy article comes up about Tibetan Buddhism and the practice and the hierarchical structure of Tibetan Buddhism, which is obviously no fucking joke. It's been around forever. It's created cultures. Yeah. And then there's a little section on Western manifestations of tulpas, and it's just like 4chan and bronies. Yeah. You're just like,
what?
And then you look into this, and you're like, oh, this is like thousands and thousands of people who live every day, and it's like an integral part of their lives.
Yeah.
So really interesting. I mean, back to why Reddit, we love Reddit so much. It's like, this is a thing I'm now going to be talking about for a week.
Oh, for
to
sure.
To people who don't care try to tune me out.
Get ready.
Hey, I wonder about tulpas.
I would love to tell you about tulpas, but I'm just going to let my tulpa Rick take over.
Yeah. So, is that like Rick, a camel toe for spandex? No. It's a camel toe for your butthole.
Yeah. Tulpa. So for some reason, I'm fixated on this post is just like a really interesting example of kind of the way this community really works is the post is called Exactly 1 Year Ago. And today marks 1 year from the day I started fidgeting with the idea of getting a tulpa after 17 years spent thinking I should grow out of my imaginary friends. So this person's, you know, like a teenager, right? Potentially. A lot of things happened, and incredibly, all of them are good. We'd love to thank you for everything, guys, for your patience, for your guidance, and all the ways of my life are improving through tulpas. I wish you a wonderful day. Great, positive, whatever, right? Very strange that all of a sudden it becomes a plural possessive, but weed instead of just this one guy. We'd love to thank you. But then the first comment is from this guy named Ascula, who I really want to talk to. And
is he the guy?
Well, there's flair on the side of their name, and the flair says Absol, Aurora, Kate, Lazul, Michel, and Meyer.
Oh, so six tulpas.
So six tulpas, right?
Is that six?
Is that six? Yeah,
it's between three and six.
Between three and ten, I think, is how many we just listed. But their comment is Absol : note the date. Birthdays are hard to choose. So this person.
Wow.
Is responding in Reddit from the perspective of their tulpa, right? And then you just keep you you dig in more and you see that they do that, and then I'm trying to think more on what they don't do that in all of their posts. I mean, this person's pretty active in a lot of different places, mm-hmm. but I'm seeing that it seems like that is a common trend, is like people with tulpas will speak. Yeah, so here's another post from the tulpa community, from them posting from the perspective of Aurora, which is another one of their tulpas, right?
To kind of like pause on that idea, I mean, it's interesting in a way. Your subreddit, your username is can be a tulpa in a way, right?
Oh, like, of course. Yeah.
I mean, we all have, I have one username, and I'm starting to think I need a second one for like other activities.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Which I know you have a couple.
Only use It's Your Dad, but I do have a couple.
But there's some like, maybe if you want to like troll some people or like get into some nitty gritty stuff, like it sort of makes sense, right?
Right.
And so there are so many people online with different sort of username personalities, which are kind of like a tulpa in a way. Like,
right.
And I don't know. It's just an interesting way to look at it. Doesn't sound crazy at all.
No, not at all.
Or weird at all. It's like, we all have
a digital manifestation of parts of your personality,
which is kind of like what Ready Player One is about. And and it's almost like Lil Michaela is like sort of this manifestation, but it's like now physical and we can see it. So at what point will tulpas, now that the technology is sort of like where it's at, like we can create our own tulpa that we can visually see and interact with? Like through
question,
Instagram, man. And it can become this thing that actually comes to life. And how many years away are we from just like, this is totally normal.
Totally.
Everybody has multiple personalities that they manifest online and they hang out with. And I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
you're playing God of your own thing. I mean, well,
Reddit names.
So you bring up a couple interesting things there.
Always do.
Well, Lil Michaela, I think, is a really interesting point, because Lil Michaela almost feels like a tulpa for the greater society.
Yeah, right?
Like sure, yeah.
It's a manifestation of a larger communal idea.
Yes.
And that is like the single digital manifestation
of
that.
Same with Bermuda's Bay. Like, she's like the white basic bitch version of... of right. whatever's going on in exactly. that culture, and like there's Blaukos, like for that sure. version.
And that's and, so that's like a macrocosmic version of what a tulpa is. And the second thing that you said, I don't remember, so we'll focus on that one.
Oh, I just usernames yeah. and Reddit names have been like personalities online, right. And you know, maybe you have a sweet guy and you have like a trolley person and Rumble.
Is it just is that my tulpa, which happens to be a giant truck?
My tulpa is a Tonka truck.
That's another. can you do that with tulpas too, where the tulpa is actually an inanimate object?
I feel like
that's the smart way to go.
My tulpa is a KitchenAid mixer.
Yeah,
it's pretty fucking tight.
That's
dude.
Way yeah. to do it.
If you ever want
to
borrow my tulpa, let me know.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Man. Yeah, I guess you could. I mean, if you can do a brony, why couldn't you do, you know, exercise ball?
I mean, it's so fascinating because if you get down to the ancient Tibetan idea of tulpas, then I think it's a really interesting, complicated idea of protecting or manifesting a subconscious idea, right? I think that's what's really interesting, but I think in the modern context, I think it's almost trivializing it by thinking of it as something that's just like a person.
It's interesting. They seem like coping mechanisms to deal with the potentially problematic reality that being right. alone is actually more dangerous than having a imaginary person to talk to. Like
yeah.
you hear stories about solitary confinement in prison and
for
how
sure.
like detrimental that is for your mental health.
Oh my god.
So is I mean, because this is like such an old thing and it seems like it's been around since, you know, humans have evolved to where
right.
we are, or at least part of it, it's like maybe this is just built into the human DNA in a way. Like
yeah.
we use this as a way to get through the day,
right?
And so although we don't have our own versions of tulpas, we have Reddit.
We have communities and places
to go to like not be alone, I guess.
Yeah, and we also have our I think we have
strip clubs. I mean, a lot of people say
strip clubs. We got, well, I mean, when you think about avatars and video games, I think
have
it's
my stripper's name's Charmin.
Charmin,
yeah.
Charmin, like the toilet paper?
She's French.
Okay.
Charmin Ultra.
the stripper I go to, his name is Charmin Ultra.
We have a connection. It's very cool.
Next, coming to the stage, Lemon Lysol. What?
Yeah. Myers Organic Cleaning Products.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of... I think this community is interesting because it happens in their minds. I mean, this is almost in a lot of ways like live action role playing. I think it's kind of similar to like Dungeons and Dragons 2 and things like that, where you can kind of see the analog with gaming, right? And in the gaming world, it happens through avatars and it happens through character building,
right?
And then you kind of leave it on the screen. I think these people, it's part of their everyday life, which I usually condone most things because I just feel like the world is a complicated place, and I think that there's no reason to cast a judgmental eye on really any of anyone's behaviors. This one I feel like is definitely it's a little bit of a slippery slope to a potentially dangerous place, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting into it, yeah.
Well, getting into it, or just like really letting yourself dissolve into your mind, I think can be a really dangerous
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I agree. Making this your thing seems like, watch out.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do it.
I mean, I think there are ways to do it in other ways. I think there are... I really want to talk to somebody from the Tulpa community, because I think there are a lot of things that... I think they would probably even echo a lot of what we're saying. I think they'd say, yeah, sometimes people in the Tulpa community, they
yeah.
just get too fucking into it and they just go down the dark path. I mean, it's like...
With the advent of, you know, Uber Eats and
right.
Grubhub and stuff,
okay.
I mean, you can be... I mean, now more than ever, it's easier to become a shut-in.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
yes,
know, and
of
I, and
course.
I think, like, and I, there's, I don't know, I haven't found a sub on this, but I know, like, I read something about like Japanese culture, like there's more and more young people being shut-ins because
right.
like, you know, there's online,
you don't need to do the
you don't need to go
life,
anywhere
yeah.
to get you can have relationships.
Right.
You can get your food. You can do it all. And you can sort of be a shut-in now easier than ever. So maybe like the Tulpa community is sort of on the rise because of this. Right. It's like,
could be.
In a way, if you don't have to interact with people because it's easier not to, are more people going to just defer to that as like the easy way out?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds like a bummer. Yeah.
I mean, the other, so this is, I think this
I like
is,
binge watching too.
I know. Yeah. I mean, everybody does. I think Netflix. this is a good, maybe stopping point. And we'll try to figure out if we can do a part two on this. So keep peeled, keep your eyes peeled, listeners. Cause we're going to try to do a part two on Tulpas where we can really talk to somebody who's engaged in the culture. But this, and I would like to talk to this person. Reguile, I think is their name.
Yeah. And if anybody out there is into Tulpas, like reach out and please.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I would love
to talk about that. But so this.
But reach out like an email, not just in our dreams.
Yeah.
Because if you can. We're not ready for that.
Yeah. Okay? I don't have a Tulpa that can communicate with your Tulpa.
I want you to just reach out on email, but you're going to have to email Rick. And yeah. I don't have access to his password, so just.
Oh, he's your assistant.
He'll talk to me.
He'll know.
Yeah. He's my Tulpa.
Tulpa assistant.
But he's pretty lazy. He's becoming to work pretty high lately. So
what the fuck, man?
If it redirects, if it bounces back, I'm gonna have you talk to Cheryl. So anyway, but this is the third post down all time is Tulpa aren't as real, which is interesting. I thought it was possessive. I thought it was plural as Tulpas, but maybe
I guess it
Tulpa.
Yeah, Tulpa.
Tulpa aren't as real as they're being made out to be.
Mm.
Right.
Whoa!
And this is a fucking big, obviously big issue. So,
controversial.
I'm gonna only read the beginning of it. It's time for a rant, and it's well overdue for repeating in a stronger form. Let me make something incredibly excruciatingly clear. There is something that is present. The language that is present. The language people use here and misleads almost all new people entering the community, like us. When people from outside the Tulpa community say Tulpa are real, they are not describing the fact that Tulpa are a phenomenon in the mind. They are describing the idea that Tulpamancy is a real experience that has low-level ties to the brain. When people say that Tulpa are real, they are asking if Tulpa are independent, human-like entities which speak and talk and act to the host as if they were another person talking to them over the phone. This is not the case. Every time someone asks if Tulpa are real, there is a strong reaction from those who seek to justify Tulpamancy and seek to validate themselves. They, with some level of understandability, want what they devote their life to and identify with to be classified as real, as factual. They do not want their entire life's work thrown away to being nothing but a bit of imagination. They do not want what makes them unique thrown under the bus as a grand delusion. They are, do not want to see those they consider close friends turned into little but artifacts of a mind without the ability to understand its own behavior. This is why I believe I have such a tendency to come off as an asshole, cruel and terrible, when making these points, to say that to say what I am saying is to punch people in the gut. These people are fine and upstanding people. They do nothing truly wrong, and they have good intentions. I would rather not do anything gut-punching, but some people must be corrected regardless, and that correction is more important, or should be. So I think this is a fucking long, but, this person's basically saying, bro, like, don't think that these are real. These are not fucking real.
Yeah. Right?
Like the idea of them being real is a real thing, but the fact that you can go prove it and actually exist is not a thing that you can do.
Yeah. And I think that, I mean, he or she starts getting into science. First, I want to link a strong reason that you should have for doubting the word so many people on the subreddit are inclined to cite. Let me introduce you to a certain doctor, Dr. Bennett Braun. The doctor proved that people who have DID suffer different allergic reactions to various stimulus. I don't know what DID is. I don't know.
Well, it sounds like what he's saying is like you can't prove what consciousness is necessarily. Right. And like a lot of scientists and doctors are trying to sort of like wrap their head around what is memory, what is consciousness, how does this all work? Like, we're not quite sure. It's like, what do they say? You know, the last uncharted territory right there. So this is some version of a ancient explanation of what we are as conscious beings. I don't know. It's hard to define.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
have you seen, this post is about it, Pixar's movie Inside Out. I don't know if you guys saw that movie, Inside Out.
It's amazing. It's one of my favorite.
It's the greatest Pixar movie. Films, but they're saying that that's like
you know, the inner tulpas of this little girl's head. And you're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. That's exactly what that is. Yeah. I mean, that's a fucking amazing analogy. I mean, it's exactly about tulpas, right?
Yeah, that's an easy way to kind of sort of get it in a way that probably offends people that are into tulpamancy.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
But I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I think what this person's ultimately saying, and I kind of would love to get, I feel like I was like, I would love to talk to this person. Now I'm like, this person might be the most controversial person on this whole fucking sub.
Yeah.
Which might not be the best person to talk to. Right. Maybe though. But they, I think they're pretty much echoing a little bit of what we've said, which is it can be a very dangerous slippery slope. If you don't take care of yourself, then you start getting into, he cites a study that we won't get into, and we'll link to this on our Reddit page, but he cites a study that basically discusses this kind of a multi-personality disorder study that was relatively controversial, I think, but I think flies in the face of the tulpamancy kind of ethos and ideas.
Those guys.
But anyway, we're gonna leave that on a cliffhanger, man, because I think I want to do a tulpamancy part two.
This is good.
And I think that
this conversation I brought up earlier, we should make our own tulpas, but now I've decided I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
My tulpa would be Murple's, but right. I will not develop her.
If Murple starts coming to you this weekend, let us know.
Oh my god, I will.
Murple's is a 4-year-old
Stay
kid.
A bitch. Yeah.
Murple's is on steroids.
Is a girl who shops like only at Madewell, wears glasses and a hat. That's all I have so far, and I'm already too far along. I don't like it.
Did Murples get that Old Navy credit card too?
Oh god, no, she would never go into an Old Navy. Oh god, it's starting.
Oh god, here's a good random.
Starting,
we're moving on to the random section,
closing this one out.
Data is ugly. I'm excited about this one because I think this is going to give me a lot of facts that are going to be hard to swallow.
Ooh.
about like maybe the reality of news stories. It's like maybe cops don't shoot that many people, and you're like, oh no,
it's like a reaction to Data is Beautiful, right?
Yeah, it's like the stuff you don't want to know is the way it is, or I don't know.
That's a really interesting sub.
Visually very gross and disturbing, like not gross image, but like not nice to look at.
I think it's going to be more...
But the content sucks.
The content is difficult to digest.
Here is an interesting one, a very popular one that we should definitely do someday. Self-improvement.
Ooh.
137,000 readers.
Oh, I would love to improve myself. That'd be a great one to do.
We just did a whole sub about improving yourself, dude. Fucking make Murple.
Make a fucking new
person. Close out the fucking...
Close out dog boobs.
Dog boobs is... Murple's dog boobs is... You've expired the brand on dog boobs.
Dog
time
boobs
to bring Murples.
Done.
Okay.
I found a great one. Weeaboo tails.
Oh man,
what's and that?
It's just it's about like stories about your interaction with weeaboos.
Weeaboos.
Oh.
One is I fucked a weeaboo.
Oh my goodness,
that's a tease.
One is I fell for a weeaboo.
I fell.
My hot weeaboo ex-girlfriend from before I knew what a weeaboo was.
Oh my god.
That turned out to be a complete random rancid filth.
Oh my god. We landed on a couple.
Yeah. I want to get into weeaboo culture one of these days.
You want to get into it or you want to do a pod on it?
I do a pod on it.
Okay. I really want to become a weeaboo.
I want to become a weeaboo.
All right.
Ooh, true crime is just a good one.
Oh.
I feel like it's almost too broad.
Oh, they announced the new trailer for True Detective.
Oh, yes.
Third one.
Looks great.
It does look great. It's got Mahershala Ali.
Yeah.
What is his name? Aki Top. I don't know what this is.
Ooh.
I think it's Tennessee. It's a Tennessee game. Don't know what that is about. Okay, one more random, and we're going to close this one out. All? That's not random. Sweden.
Oh, yes.
None of this is in English, and I can't read any of it.
That's awesome.
So I don't really know what any of it's about. All right, cool. So tulpas, fucking fascinating, man.
Yeah.
Do some research on your own. I think this is a really hard one to sum up in an hour-long podcast.
I just got H3.
Oh.
Right,
gotta love Ethan Ela. Resters and Peacers, guys.
Resters and Peacers.
Rippers and Peacers. Never give up.
Never give up. Rippers and Peacers. Casey, keep doing your thing, dude.
Oh, I got an update on Casey.
Oh, yeah.
Because we talked over Instagram and asked him
Tell us your story.
a story, and my man Casey told us a story, and it goes a little
Hope
something.
Show. Hope we for show. Love you. Shout We're out. So happy you're
like this.
Oh, don't kill your wife.
Hope for Show's Instagram is PIZZAW. Pizza. Oh, W1ZARD. So Pizza Wizard.
Ooh. Nice.
On one of the last days of my old job, I got really sick and I went home. I was in training class and I had to go to the bathroom, so I got up and left. And I went to the bathroom and destroyed it with my shit. Okay. Then, while exiting my floor to go home and die, I don't think he actually means die, I threw up 2 times in the emergency stairwell.
Nice.
Which I have heard still needs to be mopped up.
That's amazing.
Double tap for a like, Instagram. Follow us on Did You Reddit. Instagram.
Yes, follow us on our Did You Reddit subreddit to get information on some of the stuff that we talked about today. We're going to post in the links that we were doing.
Thanks, Ho for Show. Thanks, Pizza Wizard.
Pizza Wizard, like, subscribe, tell your friends, you know, all that stuff. It actually helps a lot. So if you want to do that, we might send you a sword or some shit. Oh, I still need to send that one fucking guy a sword. God damn it.
God. Shit. So many swords in the backlog.
All right, we're out of here. Talpas, don't make them. Or do make them. Whatever.
Just be informed.
If you make a talpa that's like, I don't know, like a really nice espresso maker, let us know, because we can always use one of those.
Send it to us.
Let us borrow your talpa espresso machine. All right. This is Did You Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm the old dog boots.
Or a free day.
Okay. I'm strange. Never done any of those before. All right. We'll be back next week. Bye.